Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're being told that Tampa, I have family in Tampa, I have family in Fort Lauderdale, I got a lot of family and friends in Florida, but they are bracing for the quote-unquote worst hurricane in 100 years as they're watching the latest hurricane or tropical storm Ian start moving up through the Caribbean and into the Gulf. Tropical Storm Ian has now been upgraded to a large and powerful Category 1 hurricane. We believe it's going to hit a 2, maybe go up to a 4 by the end of this, or by Tuesday, Wednesday night, and then maybe start to regress into a 3, 2, 1 when it hits Florida. The state of emergency has been called now for the last couple of days by Governor DeSantis. And I'm watching stores get, stores get kind of cleaned out. Everybody's buying water. Everybody's buying, supplies. And I got to tell you this, and I've said this before, and I don't want to sound like a broken record, and I really, really feel bad because my mom had lived in Florida. I have family in Florida. And the question I have is, why doesn't everybody go shopping in May, June? I am watching people panic as the hurricane is coming. And it seems like Florida usually gets something, or Texas or the Gulf states get something. And I think bottled water, I read one site that bottled water could last about 2 years as long as it's kept in good temperature. You don't want to really have it longer than that because I don't think I would even want it longer than 6 months, to be honest. But they say the shelf life of some of these water bottles and goods are a lot longer than you think. And so I'm just wondering if maybe in May, everybody needs to have a go shopping day. And let's, let whatever we think we might need. We're so underprepared as I'm watching people panic that the storm is coming. And I get it. You can't have sandbags all the time. You can't have your windows boarded up. That's something you do a few days before. But the stores are always empty. And you see people scavenging around trying to get toilet paper and water and canned food. And I'm just wondering if everybody should just, if you live in those areas, start shopping around, May, June. If you don't need it, then you got stuff for the winter. But if you do, now you aren't trying to race to a store. And I know that's hard because, how much water do I have at my house? I have 2 cases. And then the kids go through them, and I'm like, okay, well, wait a second. That was supposed to be for our storage. So everybody goes to M&M's. I bought a whole bin of M&M's just in case we had to lock down or something. They got eaten like the first week. We eat through our lockdown food. But maybe that's just something we should do. So you see long lines of checkouts. It's a shame that there has to be this sort of panic. So Ian strengthened from a tropical storm to a Category 1 hurricane overnight Sunday. They believe it's going to warp into a major Category 4 this week. They believe it's going to hit Florida Wednesday night or Thursday morning after hitting Cuba. It's expected to be the worst hurricane Tampa has seen since 1921 when 150-mile-per-hour winds battered the coastal city. There is huge swaths of the area that at the time were submerged under 10 feet of water from the deadly surge. Breaking waves had ripped apart buildings. I think 8 people died. So Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has declared an emergency across the entire state and its 67 counties this weekend as a sign to kind of show guys they're going to take this seriously. And the fact that he called out the state of emergency that soon while Ian was still hovering around South America means these weather predictors are like, guys, you take this seriously. Now, people on the eastern part of Florida, remember, this hurricane is like the size of Texas. This hurricane is huge. So the narrow, not the panhandle, but the narrow peninsula of Florida can very easily be covered, but the brunt hit the western coast, the Gulf Coast. So people in Cuba are already in line. They've been stocking up, trying to get bare essentials. They've gotten plywood to board their windows up. Sadly, they said many of the stores were closed, and one woman told CBS she couldn't get water, but there's no more. People have been desperate to fill up on gas. Large lines at many stations, again, makes us kind of rethink also what do you do if you have an electric vehicle and you need to leave and there's no place to charge? There's got to be a way where, you know, if you need to carry extra fuel, hybrid. I don't know what the answer is. I don't know. But all I know is if I lived in any hurricane area, I don't think I would want an electric car. That's just me. Tampa, Miami, Keith Coral, and Orlando are all seeing an increase in congestion higher than usual for this time because people are either fleeing the state or they're going to places where they think they could get more essentials. Governor DeSantis waived weight restrictions for trucks carrying essential goods with 2 million meals and 1 million gallons of water ready to be distributed. Jose Lugo told WFTF, according to Daily Mail, he knows what can happen if the worst hits and has been preparing by filling up bags of sand alongside other community members in Orange County. He said it's better to be prepared than sorry later. He said, I was visiting Puerto Rico, visiting my parents a couple days before Fiona hit. I was helping them, and now I'm helping out here. So, you know, we'll see what happens. Godspeed to everybody. I hope it doesn't. You know, I hate seeing these things because you see them coming and, you know, you have officials say get out, but then there's lines on the freeway. And I've talked to my family. I go, you know, are you evacuating? And they say, I don't want to be stuck in the car with my young kids and trapped on a multiple hour long freeway line. I'd rather have the safety of my home and you know, deal with the flooding as it comes. And so it's a tough decision. Tampa's Mayor Jane Kastner said they are preparing for the worst and hoping for the best. So we'll see what happens. You know, be careful out there, and we'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
This report is sponsored by Novartis. This September is Blood Cancer Awareness Month. Chronic myeloid leukemia, or CML, is often called the good cancer because over the last 20 years with the introduction of new medications, CML has become more manageable. But despite these advancements, the CML journey doesn't turn out quite as good for some. Dr. Ehab Atala is a professor at the Medical College of Wisconsin.
If you look overall in studies, patients who are in chronic phase CML, 35%, one out of every three, end up switching from the drug that they start. Either the patient is not tolerating that drug, has significant side effects, or they're not responding to the treatment.
Some patients try to tough out the side effects of their medication, but if your treatment is becoming unmanageable and impacting daily life, it's important to talk with your doctor. Your doctor may decide if it's appropriate to adjust your dose or consider another medication that may be a better fit. If this sounds familiar or to learn more, visit whataboutmycml.com for resources to help you talk to your doctor to find a treatment option that is right for you or a loved one.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So what our police go through is unfathomable. I respect our police. I honor them. I am grateful for them protecting us and putting their lives on the line. But every now and then, somebody does stupid. And nobody's perfect. I've seen doctors make mistakes. I've seen, I've seen almost everybody make mistakes. And this was a bad one. This was a real, real bad one. So I have this on my Facebook and Twitter, and I don't know if you guys saw the video. But in Greeley, Colorado, a woman was detained. She was pulled over because of an alleged road raid incident that involved a possible gun. And they pulled her over, and when she pulled over, she passed the railroad tracks. There were railroad tracks. The police officer, I don't know if she also had a partner, and I don't know if it was the female, but this is the female The female is, for some reason, pretty dominant in the video. The police officer appeared to park over the railroad tracks when she pulled the suspect over. The suspect's name is Yareni Rios Gonzalez, 20 years old, mother of one. So she pulls him over. The girl was very worried about her phone and said, don't worry, you'll get your phone, you'll get your phone. Just put the phone on the, because she was reaching for her phone and, you know, you don't want to get shot. So she puts her phone on the, on her car, walks backward, as they said, kneels, gets handcuffed, and she gets put into the police cruiser. Again, she's asking about her phone. She's asking about what the charge is. Meanwhile, while she's in the police cruiser, the police officer and her partner start searching the vehicle. They start searching the vehicle, and I believe they find a holster. They find a round of ammunition. And they were kind of discussing about how, you know, how she was kind of slow to pull over. Did you see her toss anything? She could have, because when I was behind her, she was driving slow enough that she could have tossed something back. So while they're going back and forth, you hear a train horn. One of the officers goes, you know, what's that? And the other officer goes, no, I think that's a train. And they look around and you see them start to panic and start running. Then in the next view of the video, you see an officer, another officer near the truck, near the police cruiser, run from it as the train hits the police cruiser with the suspect still in the back seat. Now, she's alive. She had to, I believe, undergo surgery. She is expected to survive, but you can bet she has an attorney. Paul Wilkinson said that his client was restrained, was yelling, help. She wanted to get out of the vehicle because she saw the train coming. He said she was frantically trying to escape, trying to open the doors, but she was handcuffed. She was able to see the train coming right at her. She did get the attention of the officers by screaming. But then again, with the sound of the train and everything going on, so she lost consciousness, woke up at the hospital. She's pretty upset. Sustained multiple injuries, 9 broken ribs, broken arm, broken teeth, injuries to her head. It's amazing she lived. So this is one of these things where you're like, okay, I don't understand. You know, it was a, you know, you seem to follow this. You're like, you know, suspect was pulled over. The police officers were on guard, but they very calmly ensured that they weren't getting shot at by telling her what to do with her phone. Had her walk back, handcuffed, all that was smooth, except what the hell was their car doing on tracks? And even if it's dark outside, and it was dark, because this is about 30 miles north of Denver, you could feel you could feel it. So I'm not exactly sure how they missed that. And then they put her in a car that was on the tracks. This is something that you would only think about what happened in movies. And it's things like this that make people upset with the police, make them want to defund them, make them lose, you know, respect. And I don't know what this officer was thinking, leaving the car there. I don't know what she and her partner were thinking, putting, you know, somebody in custody in a car on a railroad track. But they probably were oblivious to the fact that they were on a track. Or they thought that the train never comes, so they don't have to worry. I don't know. But the suspect had enough sense to not park on the railroad track. Now, again, she shouldn't have been a suspect to begin with. I mean, allegedly, if she was in road rage and waving a gun, you know, I mean, the safest thing to do is not break the law, obviously. But with this case, here's another, you know, example of somebody getting detained and then sadly, you know, almost, you know, facing, you know, irreparable harm. So, you know, we'll see what happens. Right now, no charges have been made. I think the officer has been suspended. The one that had her put her in the back of the vehicle, We aren't sure if there's going to be charges, if there, I mean, this is, you know, for those of you that are legal experts, I don't even know what the charge would be. Was it, you know, you're in custody, but you were placed in a position that could have been lethal harm. I'm not sure where this goes, but right now there's a huge, huge investigation. And it's a shame. It's a shame because, you know, you know, people are always fearful. They're like, well, once you're in the custody of the police, you have no rights. You know, you do have rights, but there is that, there are going to be moments where if you say, look, you know, I'm not doing well. I can't breathe. Like George Floyd was screaming. He couldn't breathe when they tried to put him in the cop car. And so, you know, as a doctor, you're like, wait, he can't breathe. We need to assess him. But cops hear this all the time. So how do they know it's somebody who's really having a cardiac incident or not? Then they restrain him, knee to the neck, he in prone position, he still says he can't breathe, and then he ends up dying. So, you know, people are fearful. They're like, how do I make them believe me? When I say I can't breathe, I can't breathe. How do I make them believe me? And it's not an easy situation. I would not want to be a police officer. Their work is so hard. I couldn't imagine them, you know, we saw that video of somebody being put into the back of a police cruiser. Everything seemed to be, you know, right by the book. And then she's screaming, oh yeah, yeah, he assaulted me. But the camera shows, no, he just put him in the car. I mean, so these officers are being accused of assault. These officers are being attacked. These officers are being given lines. And then sadly, something like this happens. So, yeah, it's a shame. We'll keep you guys posted on how she's doing. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of my favorite movies was Armageddon. Not only because it had Bruce Willis, but the idea that an asteroid is coming to Earth and you could have NASA or these miners or oil riggers be able to save the world. Well, today, NASA is going to deliberately slam an unmanned aircraft, into an asteroid, not to destroy it, but to change its trajectory. The asteroid is no fear to us, no threat to us, but they want to see if it's doable. The DART mission, called the Double Asteroid Redirection Test, will crash into the space rock at 7:14 p.m. Eastern Time. It launched 10 months ago. The spacecraft will attempt to affect the motion of an asteroid in space. There's going to be a live stream of images captured by the spacecraft will be available on NASA's website beginning at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. So don't worry, that's still before the Dallas game. The mission is heading for Dimorphos, a small moon orbiting the near-Earth asteroid Didymos. The asteroid system poses no threat to Earth, NASA officials have said, making it a perfect target to test out the kinetic impact. If, God forbid, an asteroid is ever on track to hit Earth, and these things seem to, you know, every now and then we hear, well, it's going to be 50,000 miles away or less, or, you know, as far as I'm concerned, that's just way too close. We need to see if, as an Armageddon, we have the ability to deflect it or to alter its trajectory. I always worry that we alter it, and then all of a sudden it comes back and hits us. So they say near-Earth objects are asteroids and comets with orbits that place them within 30 million miles of Earth. Detecting the threat of near-Earth objects or NEOs that could cause grave harm is a primary focus of NASA right now and other space organizations around the world. So this is going to be interesting. We'll keep you posted. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won.
I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States is seeing more evidence that Russia is struggling in its invasion of Ukraine and has warned Moscow that there would be catastrophic consequences if it were to use nuclear weapons. As more and more countries are voting conservative in Europe, conservative leader Giorgia Meloni has claimed victory in Italy's election. Hurricane Ian is expected to intensify as it heads up from western Cuba to the Gulf. It could be a high-end Category 4 storm by midweek. It will approach Florida's west coast Wednesday morning. Multiple military recruitment offices in Russia have been attacked since Russian President Vladimir Putin announced a partial mobilization of an estimated 300,000 Russian citizens for their war. Local officials said a 25-year-old gunman opened fire at a military draft office in Serbia on Monday, critically wounding the commander. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Dr. Dolly, your show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, sadly, the war's still not letting up. We were hoping from day one Putin would be, you know, completely dismantled. Ukraine and all the strength that they've been getting and support from all of us, U.S., Europe, multiple countries, would eventually just deplete Russia, that exhaust go away, or somebody would overthrow Putin, and it still hasn't happened yet. And we're coming into October. And Russia has been showing signs that they're struggling because now they are setting up a draft. They're called in all the reservists, 300,000, and also they've mentioned that, you know, even non-military trained individuals could have to join the military. That's why, you know, I said early on, you know, if you could get the hell out of Russia, I would right now. So people are trying to get out. And apparently 260,000 people fled Russia in the last few days. A lot of Russians entered Finland. According to Finnish border agents, the number of Russians who entered Finland via its land border with Russia was double that of previous Sunday. On Sunday, 8,300 Russians entered Finland via the Finnish-Russian land border, double the number than the week before. The border guard estimates 16,800 arrived in total, many in transit to other countries. And this was following the Kremlin's announcement of partial mobilization. And, you know, Finland and these other countries also have concerns where on one end you have the refugees or migrants or people seeking asylum or people trying to get the hell away. But on the other side, if Putin wanted to do something illicit and nefarious and sneaky, he could send men pretending to want to flee into these other countries. Now, I don't think he's that shrewd, but if 16,000 men are quote-unquote trying to escape, and I think they are, I think they really want to get the hell out of Russia, you though can sadly wonder if this is a way for them to get all these other individuals, all, you know, men into other countries, and then they be there to consolidate and attack. And now, I don't think he has that well planned out, and hopefully he doesn't do that. But I wouldn't be surprised if he starts going, well, you know what, start sending people over. So, Russian troops now have been deployed near the border with Georgia. Apparently, they want to set up a checkpoint. Remember last week I told you that what's happening at the airports is now, if you're flying out of Russia, you get questioned. Do you have a return trip? Do you have a return ticket? Why are you leaving? Was this flight made before the rule that they were going to start conscripting people and drafting people? A lot of individuals are being told, no, you can't leave the country. So Putin's about to introduce martial law and ban people from leaving. Footage geolocated to the small town of Chimy on the main highway from Russia into Georgia's South Ossetia region shows at least six soldiers sitting on top of an armored vehicle passing a line of cars in the direction of the crossing. Troops arrived to set up a checkpoint, with the FSB saying they were sent to stop people storming and crossing after miles-long lines of men trying to dodge the draft buildup. So now it looks like Putin is about to seal the borders to stop men from fleeing. There's been reports that 260,000 people have fled in the last 5 days. See, and this is something where, again, playing Monday morning quarterback, I would have left months ago. But individuals are like, no, it's not going to be, you know, I told you, you know, I had family that got completely exterminated by the Nazis. And it's because they wouldn't listen to the family saying, you know, we need to get out of Dodge. Just leave everything and go. And the family's like, wait a second, I have nothing. All I have is my house and furniture. I can't take, so you want me to leave that? Somebody goes in, takes it. I have no, you know, I came from a poor family. Where do I go? I have no money to go anywhere. It's safer to stay home. Just like we just spoke about with the hurricanes. You have a lot of individuals that go, I'd rather ride it out in the safety of my own home than to be out there on the street, stuck on a freeway with, you know, no gas or no power. And so this thinking still persists. It's not going to happen to me. I'd rather take the chance and stay safe. You know, people always ask, and I remember my family always talking about it, why didn't they leave? Why didn't they leave? Now they're dead. They should have left. They should have left. And I always play devil's advocate. And I go, imagine somebody telling you, leave your house. Leave. And never come back. And you can't take everything with you. You'd be like, get the hell out of here. You kidding me? Well, because this could happen. Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist or you're being overdramatic. Now, I mean, I don't look upon my family that got exterminated as and you know, killed and sent to the concentration camps as being ignorant. Nothing was like that had ever been done before. So who knew? Just like Ukrainians. When we talked about Ukrainians getting killed and sent to camps and now trafficked and raped and all the other things we're hearing, people said, why didn't the Ukrainians leave? They should have left. Well, one, nobody thought another Holocaust was going to happen. And number two is Ukrainians had pride. And they wanted to stay and fight for their country. So of course they're going to stay and make Molotov cocktails and fight off the Russians. But sadly, it meant a lot of them dying. So we're still making the same decisions decades or centuries later. And, you know, and I'm looking at this, and I said the same thing that I've heard my family say. Okay, you know what? You should have seen it coming. Leave. How easy is it to leave? You know, somebody said, well, Biden's going to start a draft, and they're going to, I mean, am I really going to leave America? No, I'm not going to leave America. You know, you're gonna wait it out. It's not gonna happen. It's not gonna happen. And so now you have individuals trying to get the hell out. So it's scary. Protests are continuing after Russia's mobilization order. There's also been Ukraine is looking for ways to combat Russian attacks with Iranian-made drones. So Iran, China, and Russia are trying to come together and kind of form a bloc. So it's interesting that they're using Iranian drones that and technology from Iran. It shows that Russia might, again, be lacking. Russia launched Iran-made Shahed 136 kamikaze drones against the city for several days now. That's according to Serhiy Brachuk, spokesperson for Odessa region. They said the enemy is trying to save its cruise missiles of different calibers, because these drones are much cheaper, and they work not alone, but sometimes in pairs. They say, we even note that the enemy may launch several such kamikaze drones during one attack. So we're starting to see some newer tech, some different tech, that then they're going to have defense for. We have a pseudo-election that took place where Russia tried to take the temperature of those in or trying to prove, look, they want to be annexed. And Russians began voting Friday in the country's first elections since the invasion of Ukraine to see if the 80 in the regions across the country, governorships, things like that, and they want to, and who knows what they're going to do with these election results, but they want to move towards annexing. With that, Zelensky said, if there's annexing, there's going to be no peace talks. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so the reason why my show is limited today, people thought, oh my gosh, you had a reaction to the shot. You're not okay. I'm totally fine. I'm totally fine. It's Rosh Hashanah. So it's the head of the Jewish New Year, so we usually don't do our regular activities because we're in prayer, and so, but I didn't want people to panic. I'm fine. I got the bivalent COVID booster, as well as my flu shot, and man, people got their panties all up in a bunch. There was a conservative radio host that was on my Twitter going, oh my God. And I'm like, I thought it's all about personal choice. We're not supposed to be bullying people. It's not a big deal. It's everybody, you know, chooses what they need for their own medical. If somebody wants to take a medication, if somebody wants to get a vaccine, if somebody wants to get chemotherapy, it's their choice. We're not mandating people. We're not bullying people. We're not threatening people. Just, yeah. So I chose to get the new COVID booster. Some of you are asking why? Well, just personally, I am seeing more COVID. Whether it's the BA 4.5, 4.6, we had, remember, December, January was BA1. Then we had the BA 2.121, then the BA 2.122, then there was the BA4, and then the BA5. Most of us got BA4, BA5 in the summer, and that kicked my butt. That kicked a lot of people's butts. And I had the vaccine, I, you know, wore a mask, I whatever, and I still got sick, and I did not like how I felt. And so I was like, I got to let my body recoup. But I got to tell you, as patients are calling in with that cough, with that shortness of breath, with that I feel horrible, I thought to myself, you know what? I'm around a lot of individuals who are older, 90-year-olds, 80-year-olds. I'm about to celebrate one of my family members' birthdays who's turning 80. And I'm like, you know what? I just don't want to get this right now. You can still get COVID, but I just didn't want to get knocked on my butt. The other reason why I got it is a lot of you are fearful that it was a new vaccine, and I figured, you know what, if I was going to do it, might as well be public about it so then you guys could see what I'm going through. And I, again, you know, it's all about personal choice. I really can't stand the extremes, you know, trying to, make you feel stupid or try to, you know, it's vaccines, medications, Your medical condition, the way your body is made up, is a very personal thing. Just like with religion. I don't tell anybody how to pray. It's your own relationship with God. That's how you do it. That's how you do things. I'm not here to tell you how to do things. That's what I don't think the government should do. And that's what I don't think, individuals should do. So we have the BA 4.6, the BF 7, BF, yeah. And the BA 2.75 variants are now growing. And as I could tell you, over the last few days and over the weekend, a lot of COVID. People testing positive for COVID. And they're like, are you kidding me? I've had it now four times. I've been vaccinated. I've been boosted. So my problem, and again, I practice what I preach. I have said that the problem we have with these boosters is they're an old, outdated vaccine. They might give some protection, but that's why every few months you need to get one again. And I'm like, when the hell are we going to get the vaccines for the updated versions? Well, we finally have one. This bivalent vaccine that the FDA has now emergency authorized is both for the wild type as well as the BA4, BA5 Omicron. And that is a little different than the UK's. The UK's is the wild type as well as the BA1. The BA1 is a little different than what we got this summer. So it's as updated as you can get. And for me, if I'm going to want some extra protection, I don't want something outdated. I've been very frustrated that this whole time we've been getting outdated vaccines. It's outdated. We get a new flu shot every year. Why don't we have a new Pfizer shot? Why don't we have a new Moderna shot? So I got it. I feel good. The only thing that stinks is Breast Cancer Awareness Month is coming, and I do have, I feel like, lymph node swelling, and the original recommendation was to wait 4 to 6 weeks. I don't want to wait 4 to 6 weeks, and a lot of medical officials are saying you don't necessarily have to wait. If you need a mammogram, get the mammogram. They can figure out if it's, you know, a false positive based on lymphadenopathy, but all I know, I don't have the fever like I did with the other booster. I don't feel crappy. Maybe a little tired, but man, it is swollen under here. I might have to get a new bra even. But that was interesting. After my original Pfizer vaccines, I thought I was pregnant. Because I had breast pain. And I was like, why? What's going on? Am I lactating again? I didn't know what the hell was going on. So it was, you do feel weird sometimes with these, but so far so good. I know a lot of you were worried and they're like, oh my gosh, it's untested. Here's the thing with the quote-unquote untesting. As we do with our flu shots, once you have established data, and I would love a lot more data on these mRNA COVID vaccines, but once you have established safety data and you kind of know what you have and you know the side effects and you know the death rate and you know the hospitalization rate, the myocarditis rate, when they add technology for the new strains, they don't necessarily have to go through the years of clinical trials. Otherwise, we wouldn't have flu vaccines every year. With flu vaccines, we have to decide what we're going to do in February of the season before. Then we have to mass produce it. They have to make sure overall it's safe and in animals or whatever studies they have. And then but they don't go through the whole human clinical trial thing every single year. So if we're going to follow the flu shot path with the COVID vaccine, this is going to be how it kind of works. I just want a safe vaccine for everybody. I want something that's more variant specific. I don't want us using, I wouldn't use a 3-year-old flu shot. I wouldn't use a 3-year-old COVID vaccine. I would want something that was updated. So I'm fine. You know, I know it freaks people out. I did get the flu shot and the vaccine at the same time. And I know a lot of people want to separate it. You technically don't have to because they're different vaccines. I also did it in the same arm. And I know a lot of people are like, well, don't you want to see which arm does what? For those of you that want to, you know well, which gave me which reaction, you can try that. But I knew my arm was going to be sore. I knew it. And I hardly use my left hand for anything. And I'm like, I really need my right hand for a lot of stuff. So, you know, I'm like, you know, I got to do my hair. I got to do my makeup. I'm like, nothing goes in the right arm. Just do it all here. I don't care if I have an issue and I can't tell if it's flu or COVID. At this point, if I'm going to have a sore arm. The other thing, too, is I'm going to be getting my mammogram, and I have more issues on the right than the left. I just didn't want anything happening to the right. So that was a personal choice. But listen, for those of you, I think only, a very small percentage of the population has gotten the new COVID bivalent vaccine. It's should be your personal choice. It should be up to you and your doctor. There should not be any mandates. I think we are beyond that. But my reasoning is not supposed to extend to yours, but the reason why I'm doing it is because I am seeing COVID come back. In the UK, hospitalizations are going up. We're starting to see people who got over it in June, got over it in August, now all of a sudden have the body aches, the low-grade fever, the cough. I've had two individuals this weekend with loss of taste and smell. And I'm like, are you flipping kidding me? We got this stupid-ass virus that just won't go away. And get this. I think now in Russia, they think there's a SARS from a Russian bat. So I don't know what the hell is going on. We got Chinese bats. We got Russian bats. Can somebody figure out where the hell this stuff is coming from? Or get it out of a lab so it doesn't continue to mutate? But until I feel comfortable that I could get COVID and not get completely leveled, you know, I'm going to probably get the yearly boosters. I don't want to get a booster every few months, but I'm hoping to do it like the flu shot. But that's me. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.